You guys almost clapped to the beat of the music. Rah, 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 rah. It's nice having a fellow BYU fan running the audio video for me and stuff. You know, I noticed it put a smile on a lot of people's face. I didn't see anybody frowning during that BYU music. That's a sign. All right. I appreciate that. Randy's like, what's going on here? That was BYU Cougar fight song right there. There's another team in the state. We just can't remember who they are right now. Yeah, Utah State. That's where it is. The Aggies. They're pretty cool. The Aggies are really good. We really like the Aggies, too. I appreciate that introduction for Mr. Schieber. And y'all can hear this. Okay, I'm going to move that mic up a little bit. Good news is, with the modern technology that we have today, right now new cables are being ordered on Amazon by Doug on his cell phone right now, so we won't have that crackling noise. Isn't that awesome that with the technology we have, we see a problem, we can jump on the phone, order new cables. They'll be here before Wednesday, so that's awesome. My story real quick is real simple. I know Mr. Schieber made it sound prestigious with all these accolades and stuff, but the truth is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. Did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And the reason being, when I was about 16 years of age, my father was diagnosed with cancer. He spent the next few years going in and out of the VA hospital system through radiation, through chemotherapy, through surgeries. And during that time, there was no income coming into our home. Consequently, the bills weren't getting paid. And so the cars got repossessed in the middle of the night. And soon thereafter, the sheriff's department showed up at our house and informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction and we were now trespassing on the new owner's property. And we had 24 hours to vacate the premises. Now, my mom at the time had 9 kids, and I was one of the oldest ones in the home. And we all of a sudden had to figure out, what the heck are we going to do? My mom's right here on the front row. She remembers these days. It wasn't a fun time. We literally had to just throw everything in garbage bags and move instantly. Fortunately, we had a church that helped in and made that possible. Now, my parents are both college-educated people. And I just assumed growing up, that's what you do. You go to high school, you go to college, you get a career, and you start your job. And that's exactly what my dad did. But there was something more important at that phase of my life, and it's what we call survival. Somebody had to pay some bills. And so I left school to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs, and here's what I found out. When you, quote, are uneducated, you get minimum wage. And that's where I stayed for many years. I still have in my memory book at home my paycheck stubs from when I was 21 years old. I was making $4.25 an hour. I was the courtesy tech at Jiffy Lube. I was the guy that vacuumed your car mats and checked the air pressure in your tires. And my friends who were coming into Jiffy Lube to get their oil changed saw their old friend Dave. Now, they knew it was me because it said Dave on my shirt. And here they are now in their early 20s, and they're graduating from college. And they're getting prestigious career opportunities and signing bonuses. They're driving Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Lexus. I'm driving a Schwinn. There was a big difference between them and me. And here's what I realized. The gap between them and me since high school was getting bigger and bigger. And I realized I got to do something else to try to close that gap. Now, the only way I knew how to make more money at that phase of my life was to go get a second. Boom. So now all of a sudden I would deliver pizzas at night. So I'd work from 8 to 6 at Jiffy Lube, shower, change, go deliver pizzas till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning on the weekends. Back at Jiffy Lube at 8, work till 6, then deliver pizzas till the middle of the night. And I'm doing this 6 days a week. I'm making more money than I ever made in my life. But the stress was greater than it had ever been in my life. I never had, if I could get time off work one job, I couldn't get off at the other job. So I had a half a day off. And I'm working all I can, but I always felt like I was like 2 weeks away from bankruptcy. I don't know if anybody's ever felt like that, but I was like one accident away from a catastrophic loss of everything. And during that time period, I met an incredible woman who actually agreed to marry me on that crazy schedule. But one thing I know for sure is she didn't marry me for my money. When you're making $4.25 an hour, you can guarantee they're not a gold digger, okay? And what I used to be stressed out working to pay for one person's lifestyle, now that money had to pay for two.
And soon thereafter, we found out our first kid was on the way. And now I got to pay for three people's lifestyles on the same amount of income. I don't know if you've ever been there, but with that rat wheel that you're running on, you think it can't get any faster, and it sped up. And you're like, oh my gosh. And at that phase of my life, somebody came and introduced me to the home-based business industry. Now, it wasn't this company. It was a health and wellness product-driven company. And me and my wife sat down and looked at all these products, and the products were good products. But we fell in love with the business model, because here's what the business model was. Work when you want, with who you want, no limit on what you can make, no boss, no commute, time freedom, financial freedom, potential. That's what I knew. I wasn't going to get it at Jiffy Lube. I saw potential there. So we signed up for that company, and it came with this thing called AutoShip. It was just me and my wife, and each month we got another case of great quality products for a couple $100. And I got my credit card bill. I'm like, holy crap, I can't believe how much I'm paying for lotion. I don't even use stuff. And then next month, another box. And I hadn't consumed the first box. And the next month, another box. And I hadn't consumed the first box. And the next month, you ever been there where you reach the level of garage qualified? Because you got so much crap in your garage, you ain't using it. That's where I was. We stayed with that company for years, hoping that there would be an opportunity there. There really never was. It took us over a decade to consume the last bottle of stuff from that company. We were then introduced to after we left that company, we were introduced to another company in the telecommunications industry where we sold long distance, a company called XL Telecommunications. I don't know if some of the old timers are nodding their heads, they remember that. We actually used to pay per minute to talk on the phone. I know that's a foreign concept today, but we used to pay almost 25 cents a minute to talk long distance on the phone. And this company was selling long distance for about half that price. But again, late 1990s, the internet's taken off, cell phones are taken off, and I'm selling landline. This is like, you know, buying a Pony Express route at the end of when the railroad's being built next door, okay? And so we never made any money in that company. Then we got involved in another company where it was ground for opportunity. I was invited to a business presentation, and they said, you know, only the people at the top make the money, and you're here at the top. We're in the pre-launch phase. And so we jumped down $500. We got our spot, and literally within a few days, they had filed bankruptcy, and they were out of business. And we lost money in that company, too. And then my mom invited me to take a look at a company, bless her heart. And this was an internet mall company. And I showed up to this presentation, and they had a computer plugged into a projector and a phone line that went over and plugged into the wall. And they dialed the phone number on the computer. Isn't that crazy? And then you heard this, ding, 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 ding. And they dialed up a modem, and I saw the internet for the very first time. Late 1990s, I saw the internet. And they said, how many of you have ever been on the World Wide Web, like we ever call that? And nobody in the room raised their hand. And they're like, I'm going to show you what is going to change your life. And he went over there, and it took like 2 minutes to like open up the browser. It was so pixelated. It was just horrible now as I look back. But he typed in a website. It was like www.youreanidiot.com or something like that. And he showed us how you could click on products, drop them in a shopping cart, and check out. And within 3 weeks, they're at your house. We were blown away. We're like, holy crap. He just went shopping without going shopping. Like, he just bought something at another store from here. It was revolutionary to us. We were all like, the room was, you guys are all like, big deal, dude, Amazon Prime. I mean, you guys, if you were there, you would have been blown away. We couldn't believe that you could do that. And he showed us how the internet was going to totally change everybody's shopping experience. And we could see it. And then he read articles from Forbes, Money, Inc., Fortune. And they talked about this new disruptive business model that was going to change the internet. And he said, you could be part of this for a once-in-a-lifetime investment of only $5,000. Now, me and my wife, we had one credit card. It was for emergency purposes only. And it happened to have a $5,000 max. And my wife happened to not be with me.
So all the stars lined up perfectly. I pulled that out. I dropped it down. I'm like, I'm in. Let's do this. I bought my internet mall. And I had to go home and explain this to my wife, who has not seen the internet yet. I have. She hasn't. So I have a better understanding on how to get wealthy. She doesn't. As I explained to her what a virtual mall was, she explained where the virtual couch was. She was furious with now my fourth business venture, and I hadn't made a penny in any of them yet. And it took me over 3 years to pay off that $5,000 at 20-something percent interest. So I probably paid $10,000. You owe me $10,000. I just realized that. I finally paid that off after many years. But my wife took away my credit card. She took away my debit card. She took away my man card. She took away every card she could find. Because we didn't even have the internet in our house. We couldn't go to our own mall in our own house. If we wanted to shop at my mall, I had to drive almost 20 minutes to a public library passing Walmart, where I could have bought the stuff for half the price that I'm buying it for at my mall that nobody ever went to buy my stuff. Anyhow, that's where I was, late 90s. Somebody shows up at my house with a video. Dave, I've got something to show you. Take 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And I knew it was one of those deals. And I'm like, I'm not interested. And I know my wife is not interested. My wife's not going to say no. She's going to say hell no. My wife don't say hell no. But to guarantee that I would say no, I was like, well, my wife needs to see whatever it is. So I told my wife, hey, Linda's here. She's got a video about something. She wants to show us it's one of those things. It's one of those sales companies. And remember, we don't make money. We lose money. We don't have any friends left. We've tried it all four of these. We're not good at these. They don't work. They go out of business. Everything that had happened to us, we had an ironclad excuse why we weren't going to do this company. 15 minutes later, the video's over. My wife's nudging me saying, we need to get this service. I'm like, we had an ironclad excuse why we weren't. Now, I wanted the service, but I didn't trust myself anymore. I just like, my wife's my filter for my conscience now. And my wife's like, Dave, we got two kids. We don't even have a will to protect them. We need to get this service. There's no contract. It's month to month. Where can we go wrong? I'm like, you know what? You're right. Again, let's just get it. So we got the service. Then the lady said, I'm going to mail this paperwork into our company, and they're going to pay me back X amount of money. And I was like, whoa, how much? She told me what the commission was for watching a 15-minute video. I was like, well, that's more money than I make for 2 days at work, sun up to sundown, going to jobs I hate. And you watched television for 15 minutes? Like, I'm qualified to watch television. If you can get paid to watch TV, I can do your job. So I took the video, went, started showing people the information. Here's what happened. Some said yes, some said no. But the ones who said yes led me to other people. Here's what happened. Some said yes, some said no. But the ones who said yes led me to other people. Some said yes, and some said no. Within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. Don't get delirious. It didn't take much money to replace my job. But our second year, we made a six-figure income. We never made less than six figures since. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. We made $1 million with this company. But we did it with what I fell in love with, the business model I saw four companies earlier. No boss, no employees, no commute, no limit on your potential. The business model that I always dreamed of having finally came true. It just took me five companies to eventually find it. Now, this picture of my family today, actually, that's almost exactly 2 years old. Everybody's a little tiny bit older than that because that's the picture just a couple weeks before my son left on a mission. He's going to be home in a month. So I know that that picture is 2 years old. But we've got eight kids, and that just means I'm still broke. I still don't have my credit card back from my wife yet either. All right. Let's take a look at the business models of today. They're simple. They're disruptive. They're noble. They're not easily duplicated, and they all have an app. Let's look at a few examples. What's this a picture of? See, now most of us my age say it's a taxi. My kids say it's a yellow car. Why do my kids not relate that with a taxi? Because if my teenage kids needed to get somewhere, they didn't have a car, and their friends couldn't come pick them up, it's an app. It's Uber. You just hit Uber.
Uber today is totally putting the taxi industry out of business. And most of you 5 years ago had not even heard of Uber. It's still not even 10 years old. Today, Uber's valuation is almost $70 billion. Would you like to have been involved in that growth of a company? It went from unheard of to $70 billion in literally just a few short years. Today, when I fly in and out of Salt Lake City, it used to be there was a whole line of taxis all lined up at the curb outside. Today, there's a sign that says passenger pickup location, Lyft and Uber. The reason why I took this picture is the guy I was talking to was waiting for his Uber driver to come pick him up. His Uber driver is driving that Tesla right there. So we're talking, he's like, oh, this is my ride. And this very attractive lady driving an Uber Tesla picks up this guy. He gets in and drives away for less than it would cost to get into a nasty yellow car that smells like the Marlboro Man that you can't communicate with the driver. Is that a better business model? Quicker, more affordable, more customer friendly. You get to give the driver a rating. The driver gets to give you a rating. You now know in the future moving forward, is this person safe to get in a car with? What has all the other passengers' experiences been? When I jump on Amazon to buy stuff, what's the first thing I look at? The rating. I want to see what the other 5,000 people that bought this product said about you. The companies that offer good ratings, they go up. The people that have one-star ratings, they go out of business. Isn't that the way you want business models to be in the future? Always getting the best? Absolutely. Remember these stores? Yeah, with 8 kids, trust me, I was down here every weekend, if not once, twice, or 3 times. And then if you ever forgot to return the movie, man, you got $3 a day fees for 7 days until next weekend. You could have bought the video for cheaper than what you paid in late fees for it. Amazing. You saw an entire chain of stores nationwide go out of business in a matter of months. It wasn't phased out over a decade. It was months, and they were all out of business. What company put them out of business? It was actually Netflix that put them out. Redbox is also on its way out of business. Redbox had about a 3-year run, but today, if you can get the video streamed to your devices at your home, or you can go, you ever been there where you went to the Redbox thing and the guy in front of you wants to read everything about every video in front of you, and then he rents the one you want, and you're like, you pig. Then you got to go find another Redbox that has that video, and so, just a whole hassle. The nice thing is what if you never have to worry about it being rented out? What if you never had to worry about a late fee? What if you could watch 1,000 movies in a month and never pay more than a flat fee? That's the disruptive business model that everyone has gone to and will be the future. You just won't have any video rental places. Today, Netflix is also valued at $70 billion. Remember when we used to go to these places called the library? I honestly don't think my little kids have ever been to a library. Anyone under 10 years old in my house, I don't think has ever set foot in a library. Remember when we were kids, if you were affluent, your parents bought the whole set of the Britannica encyclopedias, and you could do your book reports at home by looking in the encyclopedia. My kids don't know what an encyclopedia is. If that was a trivia game, my kids would totally miss it. Define what an encyclopedia is. I'm like, well, it sounds like a bad disease you might have. Because times have changed. We don't go to the library. We don't go to bookstores. We don't go to Barnes & Noble. Today, if you want something, you usually go to a company called Amazon. Now, it started out with just books, but they realized if books can sell, what about everything? Is there almost anything you can't buy on Amazon today? I mean, almost anything you can get. I don't do any of my Christmas shopping outside of Amazon. I'm always getting the best price, customer reviews, Amazon Prime. Is there anything better? Buy it today. It's on your front porch within a day or two. They're building a huge warehouse somewhere in Salt Lake so that we can have instant same-day delivery. And now they're test marketing drones in certain cities, where if they're small packages, you buy it, within minutes, it's dropped on your front porch. I'll tell you, you can't go back to the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street. You ain't going back to those days where you got the Sears catalog and you ordered something that took 3 to 4 weeks to get here. We want instant gratification. Today, Amazon's valuation, $427 billion, and that's probably low now because it's a few weeks old. Okay. Now let's look at the legal industry. Legal industry has been around for over 200 years. Talk to anyone about what attorneys are in the legal profession. They say it's expensive. It's unresponsive. It's unaccountable. That's why there's so many good attorney jokes, is we hate the thought of paying $250, $300 bucks an hour for help with situations. So we avoid it like the plague. Until now. Now there's a disruptive business model in the industry. It's never been done before. We put an app on your phone because most Americans just have a smartphone. We get all of our information there. It's affordable. It's accountable. It's responsive. It's been around for over 46 years. Now, the app's new, but the company is already a rock-solid giant. They've been traded on Wall Street. They've been one of the top-performing companies on the New York Stock Exchange. They've got top-quality law firms in all 50 states, 4 provinces in Canada, and you can see they've been featured on all of these companies down here. Ask yourselves this, because I was 28 years old. I was hearing about this company for the first time, and I thought to myself, a legal plan? Why on earth would I need a legal plan? I haven't been to jail in almost 3 weeks. Then it was pointed out, you might have something like you just signed a contract or a document you didn't understand. Had landlord-tenant issue, been overcharged or treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket. I started looking at this list and I go, check, yes, I've had that. Check, yes, I've had that. Check, yes. And when it was asked, well, why didn't you call an attorney? I thought, because I don't make enough money to pay $300 an hour to talk to an attorney about a $50 issue. It doesn't make sense. But then it was posed to me, what if you never had to look in your checking account to find out what your legal rights are? Would you look a lot more often? I'm like, absolutely I would. And then I realized if I would do it, other people would do it. They just don't know the options available. We can help with personal legal issues. We'll send letters and phone calls on your behalf. Contract and document review. IRS audit assistance. Lawsuit protection. And family services. Now, this does kick in 90 days after you become a member. So if you came here today looking for a divorce, you have 89 more days to go. Okay. This is a quick letter we had sent to a contractor when we built a house up Hobble Creek Canyon. We, while building the house, we had a fire suppressant system installed. And that's these little heads sticking out of the ceiling right here. Theory being, if there's a fire in the room, they spray water on the fire, put it out, bam, everybody lives, everyone's okay. But the pipes in the attic are pressurized with antifreeze. And now we had this slight leak of antifreeze dripping on my wife's brand new carpet. Now, we just figured, brand new house, new system, it's got to be under warranty. We called the contractor, asked him to come back and fix the problem. Has anybody else ever talked to a contractor after they've been paid? Okay, a few of you, you know what I'm talking about. They join the witness protection plan, go underground, you don't see them anymore. We couldn't get this guy to come back and fix the problem. So we picked up the phone, we called our law firm. Our law firm did some research, and then our law firm sent a letter off to their corporate office in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. And they let them know, we're about ready to take legal action over this defective system. They came up right away, fixed the problem. But now we've got another problem. Because where the antifreeze dripped on my wife's brand new carpet, at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the west side of the house, if the blinds were open and the sun was shining in, it would reflect off the carpet. And about the size of a silver dollar, you would notice it was one shade lighter than the rest of the living room. Now they're dealing with Mr. Hall, who is crazy. He's got an attorney. He went and lawyered up. So instead of fighting me over the issue, they're like, you know what? We should have got out here a little bit quicker. That antifreeze has discolored your carpet. We're just going to go ahead and pay to re-carpet your entire living room. And they cut me a check for $2,928.17 to re-carpet. So me and my wife went down to Walmart and bought a $5 rug. Put it over the top of that stain. Put the money in the bank. Took the kids to Disneyland. Pretty fun. Now, this is a different situation. Some of you think, oh, I'll never have a big situation like that. This is something a little bit smaller. I got a bill from a company that provides internet. The problem is I get my internet from a company called CenturyLink. This is their competitor. And they said that back in February of 2011 that I got partial internet service of $1.50. Now, you notice the previous month, I wasn't their customer. That's why the bill was zero. I don't know how you get partial internet. Maybe someone downloaded half of a web page. I don't know. But they're not hooked up to my house, so it was really confusing how you provided internet when you're not hooked up at my house. Well, they said, you need to pay the bill. I said, well, I'm not going to pay the bill. They said, well, if you don't pay the bill, we'll send you to collections. I'm like, oh, no, you won't. Put me on the phone with your manager. After about a half hour of Lionel Richie's greatest hits to calm me down, somebody else comes on. I argued with him. He said, you need to pay the bill. I said, I'm not paying this bill. You need to pay the bill, Mr. Hall. I'm not paying the bill. You ever been there? Where you know you're right, but you don't have any leverage? Well, then we'll just send you to collections. Let me talk to your manager. I had to escalate this through four supervisors before I finally got someone that would credit me the $1.50. Now, again, that's in February. If you go fast forward to the next month, in March, I got another bill. The previous balance was $1.50. They kept their word and they adjusted it $1.50. Then they billed me again, another $1.50. Picked up the phone and called my law firm. I said, I got a bill for $1.50. I'm pissed. My attorney said, Mr. I'll send us up the bill. We'll take care of it. So I sent the bill up to my law firm. My law firm then sent their corporate office a letter letting them know, I don't owe that $1.50. I love the second paragraph, though, where it says, you are hereby advised to zero out this bill, cease and desist from any and all communication with Mr. Hall. If you wish to assert that Mr. Hall owes any amount of money, please provide a copy of the contract wherein Mr. Hall requested services and is obligated to pay. If you prefer to litigate this issue, please advise us. Now, I'd have paid good money to be a fly on the wall in the mailroom that day when somebody opened up a letter threatening legal action over $1.50. See, that letter didn't go in the accounts receivable basket. That letter got escorted down the hallway to the CEO's office. We're about ready to go through a lawsuit because this crazy guy in Highlands, Utah is going to sue us over $1.50 because somebody was pissing around with him in customer service department. He purged the database of my name that day. I like to think someone got fired, but I don't know. It's funny because I'll talk to people and they say, well, Dave, you know, I like your legal plan. That's all nice, but I've got a friend that's an attorney. Or my brother's an attorney, or my cousin's an attorney, a neighbor's an attorney. I've even heard I go to church with an attorney, which you know is a lie. Okay. Would you really pick up the phone and call that lawyer over $1.50? Think of how that would change your relationship with that person if you called and said, look, I need your best attorney on this. By the way, don't send me a bill, but I need you to go after this company. Well, let's multiply it by 10. Let's say it was a $15 problem. Would you still call that attorney? Multiply that again by 10. It's a $150 problem. Would you go retain a law firm? See, so who cares if you know an attorney? You're not going to call them until something extremely serious in your life has happened, like you're in handcuffs. The problem is a lot of times now it's too late. The problem is that friend specializes in one area of law, and there's 26 areas. When you're in handcuffs and then you find out he's a patent attorney, you're like, oh, crap, we should have had this conversation a little bit earlier. Or you find out your friend in California that is an attorney can only practice law in the state that he's licensed to, and he can't help you here. But with the legal plan from our company, you're in all 50 states, four provinces in Canada, and every area of law. If you get a moving traffic violation, again, send it into your law firm. Within 8 business hours, they're on the phone with you letting you know, here's what we're going to do to try to keep the points, fines, penalties reduced or dismissed off your driving record. We also can do all of your estate planning. So we can do your things like wills, prenuptial agreement, uncontested divorces, personal bankruptcy. Again, all these documents are right here on your app that you can fill out. They're very user-friendly, easy to do. We also have 24-hour emergency access if things happen after hours or on the weekends where you all of a sudden need advice and the law firms are closed. We have attorneys on call. We can help out with contingency cases. If you're a victim of an automobile accident, get hurt on the job, or a victim of medical malpractice, again, talk with your law firm about those situations. And anything else that comes up I haven't covered at 100% up to this point would be covered at a 25% discount. And the fact is, you were going to go hire an attorney anyway for these serious issues. Now you're getting a substantial discount on them. We also have over 400 companies nationwide that give us substantial discounts on our goods or services simply because we are Legal Shield members. So, for example, I get a discount on my cell phone bill. My daughter's battery in her car died a few weeks ago, and I had to buy a new battery. But the auto parts store gave me $35 off the price of the battery because I was a Legal Shield member. Well, you add up the discounts. The discounts, if you'll use them, offset the cost of the membership and sometimes even as a net positive cash flow. In other words, mathematically, they're paying me to keep my family protected with this plan. So who's covered? Here in the state of Utah, we just say it's the whole litter. We come from large families. Every single one of them are covered up to the age of 26, or if you're their legal guardian, up to the age of 18. So what would you choose now that you know this is available? The old system that works for the wealthy but nobody else. It's actually used as a weapon by the wealthy to intimidate everybody else. Or the new system that's disruptive for about $1 a day that everyone can afford. Now I'm going to switch gears and talk about our identity theft product because it's not just a problem in America. It's actually an epidemic out there today. We, again, put an app on your phone where you can see what your credit score is instantly. We can help with all different types of identity theft, not just credit like a lot of companies out there. We can help with tax returns, medical claims, Social Security, driver's license, and criminal identity theft. We monitor over 34 billion websites a day looking for your family's personal information. You realize there are services out there that charge more than we do, and they check one credit repository, and that's it. And if you have something that happens anywhere else, they're like, well, that's not our coverage. We don't do that. And yet they still charge more than we do, and they don't do hardly anything at all. But I do appreciate the fact that they are doing a public service announcement by making identity theft an awareness issue in America today. Even if somebody uses foul language on my social media account, somebody drops a bad word on there, I get an alert saying somebody has used bad language on your Facebook page. And I can instantly go in there and see what it is. I can approve or disapprove, whatever I want. It gives me peace of mind knowing that every part of my life that could affect what my reputation is, whether that's with the credit bureau, the IRS, or the police department, everything that could be affected, I'm notified if it happens. So, if you are a victim of identity theft, we will go in and straighten it out to pre-theft status. We will do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to clear you out that record for life, and we backed it up with a $5 million service guarantee that nobody in the industry has. How are we doing? So we have two products, our legal plan and identity theft plan. Most people just get them together. Our legal plan, $24.95. Our identity theft plan, $24.95. $49.90 together. If you're single, no spouse, no kids, the identity theft plan is only $9.95, so it makes a total of $34.90 for our suite of products. To me, I can't imagine anybody saying that their family just wouldn't be worth about $1.50 a day. So how do we make money? We build teams, word of mouth marketing. If I go to a good restaurant, I can't help myself but to tell other people about it. If I see a good movie, I tell people about it. Now, I don't get anything back from it, but I love to tell people about goods and services that I feel have blessed my life or made me feel good or improved my quality of life or something like that. Let's look at some other companies out there that we've all participated in that type of a business model. Social media. How did you join social media? most likely a friend sent you a request and said, hey, link up our profile so we can see what's going on and share information. Then you turned around and sent some friend requests out, and they sent some friend requests out. And today there's billions of people in that business model. How much do you get paid every time somebody comes to your website, looks at your profile, sees what's going on, but sees the advertising down the right-hand column and says, oh, I'm going to buy one of those. How much do you get paid? Absolutely nothing. Isn't that a brilliant business model? Mark Zuckerberg has turned all of us into mobile billboards, selling products for his company, and he don't pay anybody a commission. Like it or not, that's brilliant. If you can have a few billion employees and never pay them, that's brilliant. Look at Uber. I've told tons of people about Uber. Larry Smith told me about Uber. He didn't get any commission from it because they didn't have his 20-something digit code to put in there when I signed up for Uber. And now I've told thousands of people about Uber. Nobody's ever put in my code because I don't even know how to find it to tell you to go get it to give me a credit. But has word-of-mouth marketing worked for both companies? Absolutely. Well, LegalShield took that same business model, but we just said we're going to pay you anywhere from $60 to $280 every time you refer this to somebody. So here's how it works. You start out $60. Once you have marketed 3 memberships and recruited 1 person or sold 6 plans, we double your income to $120. A little bit more work, move it to $140. Then $160, $190, $230, as much as $280 for simply sharing this information with somebody. And when I say sharing this information, I don't mean you went and did a sales presentation. I mean it could be as simple as you sent a text to somebody who said, that made sense. Remember, the lady at my that came and sold me 18 years ago, all she did was put in a VHS tape and hit play. It's what we call the power play. Power play. She didn't sell me. She showed me. And then my wife nudged me and said, we need that. And here we are 18 years later. And all I do is show people. I don't have a free Ginsu knife set for you if you want it or anything else like that. Okay, Mike, which button? I'm not going to hit. Which button is it? I'm going to hit one and see what it does. Nothing there. Nothing there. I don't know how we... Okay. Here, let's... Boom, boom, boom. We already saw the money there.
I love seeing it again.
The overrides. The money's so good, we're going to show it to you twice. The overrides is where you get paid for what other people on your team go out and do. So, for example, you're an executive director bringing a new person. They get $60 marketing a membership. You're going to get 20 plus 20 plus 20 plus 30 plus 40 plus 50. You're going to get $180 when they go out and market a membership. You might not even be there when they do it. If you're not familiar with that comp plan, talk to your boss on Monday. He might not even be at work, but he's getting paid if you're at work. It's called business ownership. We also have some bonuses where literally if you hit this level in the first 20 days, we throw in an extra $180. And when you hit executive director 3 consecutive months, an extra $5,000. So how to get that $180 bonus? Again, protect 3 families and have 1 person join your business. You get a $180 bonus on top of your $180, 60 times 3 commissions. Made it $360. We have people grab that. You do that in the first 2-3 days in the business. Next is $360. I know it's not going to change the world. That helps with a car payment or a credit card payment or something else out there, okay? Now, power of leveraged income. If you stay at a job 5 years from now, you're still the only person contributing to the income at your job. Some people do this for 40 years and try to figure out why is it so hard to pay the bills every single month. It's because you're trading time for money. Name one person you know of that has time freedom and financial freedom that punches a time clock for another man. The people who have the time freedom and financial freedom out there that you desire have leverage. other words, other people, other assets, other investments, other things are creating money while they're asleep. So, what if in Legal Shield you went out the first 5 years and found five people to join you in this business? And the next year they found five. And the next year they found five. And you did that for 5 years, you'd have 3,125 people. Let's call it 3,000. It's easier to do the math that way. Out of 3,000 people, I always hear, yeah, but what if they don't do anything? Okay. Let's say that 95% of them don't do anything. So only 5% of 3,000, which is 150 people, go out and market one membership a month. That's 150 memberships. Well, your override would be $50. Well, 50 times 150, that's $7,500 a month coming in, whether you're working or not. Could you live? Residual income. I've been paying for automobile insurance now for over 30 years. I've never caused an accident, never filed a claim with my insurance agent. But does he still get paid every single month? 10 years from now, will they still be taking money out of my bank account for the product I bought 30 years earlier? Yeah. Tens of thousands of dollars over the history of this. How often do you think my insurance agent calls me? How many Christmas gifts or birthday gifts do you think he sent me? None. Ever. In fact, today, if I need to talk to him, I call his office, I get his secretary. I say, hey, I sold the car, drop this one. If I buy a car, I call him, I get his secretary. I say, hey, I bought a new car, here's the VIN number. He's off playing because he has residual income. Now, with Legal Shield, 18 years ago, I showed this to some people. For those that said yes and have kept it, I'm still 17 years ago, 16 years ago, 15 years ago, 14 years ago, not just paid on the things I did. I'm getting residual income on the sales my team made also. That residual income spends off thousands of dollars a week in just mature business that can't go anywhere. You know why I know it can't go anywhere? Pick up the phone and call a law firm here in Salt Lake and say, hey, I got $25. What will you do for me? You can't go anywhere once you start using our product. We also have incredible bonuses, what we call freedom bonuses and trips. We have four trips each year all around the world. In fact, almost a month from now, we'll be in Jamaica. Woo! Yeah, all expense. Jamaica and Hawaii have been my two favorite places. All expense paid vacation to Jamaica. Right now, and in the training, we'll show you we're qualifying. We're in the qualifying period for another trip out there. We paid off three different cars with the car bonuses. Randy, you'll appreciate that there is a car in this picture somewhere. Help me find it, Randy. Oh, it's the white thing. It's the white thing right there. Little 328 XI, fun little sporty. What? Yes, it is a nice car, isn't it? It's a very nice little BMW there. But then we had a few more kids. We needed a bigger car, so we went to the 7 Series BMW. Then we had more kids. We needed a bigger one, so we went to the 12-passenger BMW. Randy, did you know that's technically a BMW? Here in Utah, that's a big Mormon wagon. BMW. All right. Anyhow, we have apps that can do all of the prospecting. If you're afraid of talking to people and stuff, can you text? Can you send an email? Can you open the door? And then if they ask questions, just say, you know what? That's a great question. I want to make sure we get this answer right. Talk to my sponsor. And then hand it off to somebody who's a little more seasoned if you're afraid of doing that. Some of you come from a background of talking to people and you're totally fine with it. But again, we have tools that can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. For all of our prospecting tools that can help you out there and to be eligible for other contests and incentives, it's only $19.95 to run your entire business out there. That's amazing. A lot of you know a good friend of mine, Tim Adams, who's a concrete contractor down in Cedar City, Utah. And a few months ago, I was down there doing a luncheon for him. I just asked him, I said, Tim, what's your overhead to run your concrete company? He said, last month our overhead was $400,000. $400,000. for all the payroll, all the mud, all the insurances, the advertising, the accounting, everything that he had to do to keep his business open. He had to make that amount of money in 1 month. I said, my overhead to keep my business alive and running is $19.95. You know how much less stress you have when you only have to crack a $20 bill to stay in profit mode? It's a lot less. So how to get started? It's a once-in-a-lifetime investment of $99. How are we doing? My daughter just went to prom a week or two ago. The dress was four times that. And I asked her, how many times do you plan on wearing this in your life? Once. Like, who pays $400 for... Oh, wait, most of you got married. Never mind. All right, so... I'm like, what? What type of a return on investment? I'm a businessman. I was looking for the ROI. What type of return on investment? $400 for a dress that... If you're a teenager today, it's like, oh, you don't wear that to two dances, Dad. That's so horrible. People would know. I'm like, who pays attention to this enough? Not me. $99 and you can make millions of dollars, get your family free, get your life back. That's a whole lot better than $400 for a dress. We have a proven track record. We have over 400 six-figure income earners, 230 millionaire club members. We've paid out over $1 billion in the last decade alone to associates out there. The benefits of starting your business, well, you can create upfront and residual income, tax benefits, flexibility, personal development, gaining mentors and new friends, and living life on your own terms. In fact, we've asked a few people that have had success in this market to come up and share their success story on what the business is for them. Give them a hand while they're coming up to share their success story.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished high school, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I got a job. It was a part-time job, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information. I saw an incredible opportunity to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And, you know, working the business that first month, on average, maybe one, couple hours a day, very, very spare time, I made about $1,000. And that is way better than a part-time job.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car I had arrived. I was also broke at the higher level. About 19 years ago, this information was shared with me. To do what we want, when we want, have the money, then the time, we've been able to invest that into our grandkids to where now our grandkids love us more than our own parents. We love Legal Show.
Hi, I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field. And so when my neighbor around the corner showed me the same information that you saw, I knew that everybody in America needs this membership. It made total sense. And at the time, I was traveling. In fact, my husband and I passed each other in the airport one time, and my kids were becoming teenagers. I knew I needed to be home longer, so I dove in, and it's blessed our lives. But I knew over the course of time, with me and my team writing memberships, over time, that renewable income will build and build and build, and that's retirement to me. So I love Legal Shield.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert. And I resisted this opportunity years ago when David offered. In fact, I resisted it for 10 months. But finally, when I looked at it, and it was the testimonials at the end of the meeting that touched my heart, because I was always interested, not in the money, not in the fame or anything else, not that I ever was famous, but the fact of the matter, I wanted to bless people's lives. And so when I caught the vision, I jumped in, and I've never looked back. And I'll tell you, folks, we've enjoyed the money. I make a little bit, too, but I've gone on vacations. All of this is nice, but nothing in the world beats the opportunity of being able to share and then having somebody care enough to come back and say, Sally, thank you for not giving up on me, and to be able to change somebody's life and give them hope and give them a dream again. That is what pays me.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Damian Schieber. I make my home in Boise, Idaho, and
You know, 9.5 years ago now, I mean, the information you just saw changed my life. I looked at that, I said, oh my gosh, that totally makes sense. I could have used this I don't know how many times. And I know a ton of people that could use this because I used to be in the mortgage business, and I thought all my clients could use this. And got started, shared it with my brother-in-law, who then shared it with a few people. My second month in the business, his team made me $1,500. And I was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And let's do more of it, right? And but that put me on a path. A year later, I was able to walk away from my job for the rest of my life. I've been free now for 8 years, and owe it all to the man who already presented the information to you. Did not Mr. Hall do an amazing job? Let's give it up for Mr. Dave Hall. Here's the game plan. Again, for the rest of the morning, Mr. Hall is going to come up, wrap up here. We're going to take a quick break. But if you like what you saw this morning, you're going to want to stick around for the training from Mr. Wells this afternoon. One more time, let's give it up for Dave Hall.
Thank you, bud. All right. That's always my favorite part of the presentation, is hearing all the other success stories. Because any company can put a person in front of the room and tell a good story. But when you see numerous people in that same marketplace saying, look how this has changed my life, that's the fruit of the labor. So, I let my mom already tell her story. When she's not here, I'd throw this slide in here. I don't know if you knew this or not. But, you know, I always tell her story. Because, I mean, she raised 9 kids from a first marriage, 5 kids from a second marriage. And then in her, that's okay if I say this, in her 30s, about this age, older, more mature, somewhere late in life, she decided, I need some extra money. And let me tell you why I know she needed some extra money. Because she was driving a crappy Chevy Astro van that was totally rusted out. That was a nasty car. It was totally beat up. And then the big green car. What the heck was that? I know. She needed more money. She needed more money. But where do you go in your 60s? Oh, did I say that again? Where do you go later in life and you've been a stay-at-home parent your entire life? Cooking, cleaning, PTA meetings, changing diapers. What does your resume look like? And now you want a job. Who are you competing against with a resume like that? The kids in high school. You think, where are you going to go to get some financial security? And I told my mom for 10 months, you need to check this out. She resisted it. In all fairness, I had 4 other strikes against me, so I was kind of like the boy who cried wolf, okay? I was going to make millions in 4 other companies, and, well, 3 of them she didn't get me into, but anyhow. Finally, my mom came, took a look at it, and today, 6-figure income earner with the company. I mean, she's not in her 60s anymore. here's the point of this is, the point of this is, how many of you know somebody who maybe is a little more mature and they think, it's already too late for me to do something, to start over in a new career? I mean, you may think I'm being a little bit brash, but I'm being very brutally honest. You all know someone out there who's probably just given up and said, at this age of my life, it's too late to start a new project. And you're wrong. She makes a 6-figure income as a widow in St. George, Utah, doing it from the comfort of her home. And I'm not there babysitting her business. Clapping, I'm cheering it on and everything else like that. And I've made a lot of good friends on her team. But you all know somebody out there whose 401k turned into a 101k a few years ago. And they're going, I was going to retire at this age, and now I have to push it back. Unless you don't, because you can develop some residual income through a business model that we've shown you today. USA Today looked at our company, and here's a direct quote from them. To us, it sounds like healthcare coverage before it turned into a trillion-dollar industry. A trillion-dollar industry with nobody in the rear-view mirror. So here's the action steps I'd encourage you to take. Become a member. Protect your family. Become an associate. $100. Own your own business. Set your own time freedom. Get trained. We have websites. We have live trainings. We have webinars.
We have all kinds of training resources out there available that will fit around your busy schedule. And then get paid and promoted. Get that $180 bonus. Qualify for the next trip that we're going to show you about during the training. You guys, my part of the presentation's done. We're not going to close anybody. We don't have a hard sell. Damien, could you lock the doors? No, I'm just kidding. We want this to be real simple. You're an A, B, or C. It's like ordering a combo meal at McDonald's, okay? C means see you later. I don't see an opportunity for me. I already have tons of money. I already have tons of time freedom. I don't need what you showed here today. Congratulations on your success. Protect that identity with our plan and our legal plan, and just send us referrals. A B says, not only do I want to become a member, I've got some questions about the car allowances, the trips, the comp plan. We'll answer your questions here today. You're a B. Then an A says, absolutely, I'm all in. I hate my job. I hate the stress. I hate that there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now in my life. I hate missing out on my kids' activities at school and their sports. I hate getting recognized at work when things go wrong. I hate getting passed up for promotions that I'm more deserving of than other people who were maybe a little bit better brown noser or got involved in political things and stuff like that at work. I hate telling my spouse next year we're getting out of debt. Next year we're going to celebrate our anniversary properly. Next year we're going to do something for our church. Next year we're going to do something with the grandkids. Next year we're going to go on vacation. Next year we're going to remodel the house. Next year we're going to sell the house. Next year we're going to burn the house down and take the insurance money. You're going to legal plan if you try that. What are you really going to do next year if you do the same things you did last year? For things to change, you must change. Where else can a guy without a high school diploma, no success in this industry, not only no success, four strikes against him in this industry, uneducated, very busy schedule, working two jobs, start part-time in a very busy life, and go out there and replace his income in a few months, make a six-figure income within 2 years, within 7 years become a millionaire, and honestly do it from the comfort of his home with no inventory, no employees. Legally. It's not legal here in Utah yet. Legally. See, you know what? In 18 years, I've never had one person come up and show me a better, more honest, ethical way to get time freedom and financial freedom than what I showed you this morning. So that's why I feel we have the best vehicle to help so many people out there. If you're an A, you're the person I came here to see this morning. Please, during our break, come up, introduce yourself to me so I can put a name with a face and welcome you to our Legal Shield family. We're going to take about a 10-15 minute break, and then we'll get into the second half of our training today. Thank you for coming out this morning.